Yes, thank you for listening to Counterspin on Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, online at coastradio.org. We've got some rain coming today, heavy at times, mainly after 4 p.m., high near 55. South winds could reach 40 miles per hour. Tonight, rain and possible thunderstorms, heavy rainfall possible, as much as an inch or two. More in the mountains. Lows around 40, winds gusting to 50 miles per hour, especially at beaches and headlands. So a little bit of a storm on the way, but it should pass through by midnight or so. Thanks for listening. Coming up next is The Conversation. My name's Graham Nystrom, and I'll be your host today. The Conversation is a call-in show, so I hope to hear from you. Is today the first day that you call in with an idea or a thought or a comment or a question to share with the community? Today's topic is New Year's Revolutions, not resolutions, but New Year's revolutions. And so we're going to explore the idea of revolution, what it means, does it still have any meaning? But basically, the main question is, if you had a magic wand and you could change any one aspect of the system or the culture or life, or, you know, you've got full power here with your magic wand, what's the one thing that you would change? And don't overthink it, okay? You know, just because I'm asking for the one thing, just the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I can picture you sitting at home thinking, oh man, what's the one thing? The one thing? I have to pick one thing? You don't have to pick one thing. You could call up with three things. What are three things that you would change? So that's on The Conversation coming up in just a few seconds. But first, I would like to let you know that support for The Conversation comes in part from Blue Scorcher Bakery and Cafe, baking up community one loaf at a time at 15th and Duane in Astoria. Open daily 7 to 3 with breakfast and lunch. Light dinner, pastries, and coffee from 3 to 6. Info at bluescorcher.coop.
I take two.
Okay.
We all want a revolution. We all want to change the world. That's John Lennon and the Beatles singing about revolution. I know John Lennon wanted a revolution, and he was doing some pretty good stuff to make it happen. One of my favorite things was when he and Yoko were buying up billboards all around the world saying that Happy Christmas, war is over. If you want it. Love John and Yoko. He had the power of the purse, and so he had the opportunity to make some change in his life. But what if you had the power of a magic wand to change any aspect of our world? What would it be? So we're talking about New Year's revolutions today on Coast Community Radio's The Conversation. This is a call-in show, so we are hoping to hear from you. I've got a couple ideas myself, and I've got a couple of comments from Facebook that I can share, but really, I want you to call in with your idea. 503-325-0010. Don't keep us in suspense with your brilliant ideas for how to make the world a better place. This could be an internal revolution of the heart or the mind. This could be something in your home. This could be making cars have better gas mileage. This could be people don't spend all their time on their cell phones. What's your idea? What's your big thing that you would love to change with your magic wand? Hi, we're talking about New Year's revolutions. What's your revolution? I'm gonna go to some music and see if I can get this to work.
Hi, did you hear me?
Okay, I do believe I found the issue. That was on my end. Sorry about that. Hi. Can we start
over? Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
So if I had the magic wand, I would pass legislation to overturn Citizens United so that corporations were no longer considered people with rights, and we might actually get some money out of the corrupt politics we have and get some legislation passed that would help we the people.
Man, that is a really, really good one. I like that one because it's a great place to start, don't you think?
Yeah, someone should have beat Ron Wyden over the head with that yesterday was here.
Yeah, well, there's still time to send him an email or a letter. I know that
respond. I've already tried that. He's corrupt.
Okay.
Anyway,
well,
what was that again,
the legislation?
To overturn Citizens United so that corporations were no longer considered people and had no rights other than what was allowed by the laws of the state.
Yeah, Citizens United. That needs to be a topic of conversation moving on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a real deal here.
Yeah, good call, good suggestion. Thanks a bunch.
Bye.
All right, New Year's revolutions. If you had a magic wand, what's the one thing you would change? Let's overturn Citizens United. I think that's a fantastic one. I appreciate that call. We've got another caller. Hi, what's your comment or question? You're on the air.
Well, hello. Yeah, I think that last caller was right on the money.
Yeah.
A little more local. I'm just hoping that this is the year we address forest practices on the North Coast and statewide and start giving our rivers real buffer zones and hopefully start to minimize the amount of clear cutting we're doing in our forests.
Well, I think that's a really good one, too. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, right now, the Northwest Coast is being managed largely under the Forest Practices Act, so it's state land and private land, and we have some of the poorest protections for streams and waterways of any state in the West, and we have a great coalition of people, and have had for the last 30 years, trying to move the dial on that, and it kind of feels like we've got some critical mass to really make some changes. You know, there's been so much good activity and films being made, and so now the trick is going to be cracking the money problem in Salem, and that, as Oregonian has been showing us over the last year with their reporting, politicians are bought and paid for by the timber industry, and that's got to change.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we live obviously right across the river from a very recent clear cut, which actually happened up near our transmitter site, and it is devastating to see that kind of thing happen. And I know that these lands are managed in order to harvest them, but could we let the trees live a longer, you know, could we let more of them live forever? You know, does all of it have to get clear cut? We can ask a lot of questions about that. And do you have any suggestions off the top of your head about, you know, what would be a good first step somebody could take if they did want to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. The North Coast Citizens for Watershed Protection in Rockaway is a good group. It's, you know, right now it's, So that would be a great thing, is to get involved with North Coast Citizens for Watershed Protection. It's been around for 9 years, but you know, it's still in a way still at the grassroots stage and still trying to find its way in terms of how to really move the dial on this. Right. And then, you know, write your legislators. One of the things that we hear all the time from folks in Salem is, well, if you feel this way, you've got to get people to, you know, write in and show up at meetings and things. And, you know, because particularly down here, I live in Tillamook, and down here most of what they hear is people wanting, you know, to support timber because it's such a major source of jobs here.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, I don't think any of us want, just like you said, we're not trying to harm timber as an industry. In fact, you know, much like all of agriculture, what we need to do is stop managing to the lowest common denominator, stop the commoditization of everything where we continue to pull value out of the process. And instead, we need to find ways to add value and add, you know, make the things that we produce and that we export more valuable because that's that's the one thing that we've really been seeing lately is just the value of our timberlands just keeps, you know, fluctuating with the market instead of actually having a strong market of their own. Anyway, that's my two cents.
Well, those are excellent cents. I really appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks for the show, Graham.
Yeah, take care. Whoops. And so thanks for that call. We've got a couple more folks on the line waiting to let us know what their New Year's revolutions are. That last one was, let's change the fact that we manage our forests. Our next caller's on the air. Hi, what's your revolution for today?
Well, I'm going to talk about the revolution, but you need to have a program about the issue that was just addressed, because I would love to go on about that for quite some time, but I don't want to waste your time with that. Just do it as a separate program. My concern would be, if I had a magic wand, I would have us all get along with what Rodney King said long after his beating in Los Angeles. Can't we all just get along with each other? I would like to see people without this tribalism concept and just thinking about we are all God's children. Let's work it out together, and let's think about the fact that we're all dependent upon this earth, this atmosphere, that sea. It's affecting all of us. That's so basic that it even comes right down to the local level of let's not let tribalism come into our local communities and destroy the forests and equate forest revenues with supporting our schools if we just could get along with each other.
Indeed, indeed. Excellent point.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
And let's have a program about forest revenues.
Hey, send me an email, graham@coastradio.org, and we'll set it up.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
All right, more on the topic of forestry. We've got one more caller on the line, but I'd like to see the phone ring a couple more times with your ideas for New Year's revolutions. If you had a magic wand, what is one thing that you would change about our world or our culture or our politics, anything? Hi, you're on the air. What's your comment?
Yes, my comment is, why can't we turn the lotteries on to affordable housing fund production?
Wow, that's a good one.
I mean, really, because if you convert $90 million jackpots into home purchase certificates, $250,000, $500,000, you've got a lot of home buyers that can go out into the market, so the realtors and the developers can't complain about that. But if you take the profit proceeds to start building the affordable housing and you build it sustainably for the future, and if you utilize new materials, possibly even bamboo and all sorts of things that you might bring into the process. I don't know. I don't know much about home building, but there's a way that you could build the future away from using up all these forests. And we do have the funds. We can generate the money. And while we can still generate the money, call the governor and ask her, would you please appoint a commission to look into bringing production of affordable housing funds into the lottery. A lot of people would maybe want to buy one or two tickets a month, or you don't want to encourage people to gamble, but if we could contribute to building this housing and housing all the populations and moving on into the future sustainably, and also if we could get Peter DeFazio, because he's always been very strong about infrastructure, he's always cared about infrastructure, he'd be a great governor candidate next time around. I'd really like to see Peter DeFazio run for governor. But anyway, that's the revolution I'd like to see. And call the governor's 1-800 number and ask her, would you please look into using lottery funds to help with the housing crisis?
So I get the feeling that this isn't the first time that you've thought about this, or, you know, you didn't just come up with this idea off the top of your head, right?
People are working on this back east, but they are running into strong political headwinds, and there's just really no excuse for it because we don't have that much time. And, you know, Switzerland says that if we plant 1 trillion trees, we plant them, we can turn back climate chaos. And that's what we're really facing is climate chaos. We won't even have the dependability of climate change. We're just going to have chaos. And, you know, it's hard to bring in a crop amidst chaos. And so if we listen to Switzerland and we put people to work cleaning the beaches and planting the trees, we got something of an economic engine continuing. And then if we build the future, but we build it sustainably, and we've still got the resources and the money as a country to do this, even in our own pockets a little bit. And so why not let the people do it? And why not listen to the people and listen to us say, we want all of us housed. We care about all of us. You know, you gotta have a house.
I really appreciate your creativity and your forward thinking on this. I think that's really, really admirable.
Thank you. Well, call the governor. She has a toll-free number. You're crazy.
I will. Yeah. Affordable housing is a huge topic, not just in our area, not just in the greater metro area, but all over the country. And, you know, I'm assuming in many other countries, too. And it does have to do with distribution of wealth and income inequality and so many.
Use of resources. So then if you approached U of O architecture, you know, School of Architecture and the rest of them, and you just said, give us some good plans of what a sustainable, affordably built, but beautiful, sustainable community looks like. And, you know, get the architect students and design students in on this. And then on top of it, the industry that you can create with hemp for textiles and flax and sand to produce linoleum and the clay for ceramics. Oregon could be a showplace for the sustainable future, a beautiful future, how to do it beautifully.
Agreed. And I even think that Astoria could be a showcase for historical preservation as well, because I think that a lot of sustainability is about, you know, recognizing previous building techniques that might have been better than using plastics and things now.
The window
restoration program at Clatsop Community College, I took the class and had so much fun and just developed such an appreciation for the fact that there are windows in my house and in this build, you know, in the radio station that are 120 years old and they still work great. They just need a little maintenance.
But that's wonderful.
When the modern polycarbonate, whatever they are, windows go bad, they're done. You know,
disposability factor has come into everything, even windows, you know, disposable windows, you know, but you're talking about windows that endure and that are beautiful.
Yeah.
Astoria is beautiful.
Well, and I think, too, that, you know, that would be a really responsible use of some of our forestry products as opposed to just shipping sticks across the sea, you know, is let's actually manufacture a product, you know, and create more industry around the resources that we have.
Legalized in 1968. It was something that Senator Packwood really pushed for. I'm old. I can remember this. And prior to 1968, the school kids got to go out on the forest one day a year, Arbor Day, which is a beautiful day. And our forest rangers were so proud when they would point out, well, maybe one or two, three trees might be cut from this entire stand, but we do it very carefully and we keep the other trees standing and we're very careful in our selection. That was called selective logging. And then 1968 came along, Packwood said, we got to have the clear cutting, all those forests were shipped off to Japan, and, you know, he was sent home from the capital because he was raping women, and he also helped to rape our future and our hillsides. And so 1968, clear-cutting came in. 1975 was the first year of drought, and Oregon is a rainforest state. And believe you me, it used to rain like you would not believe. And from the time that they started cutting those trees, they changed our climate here. They've changed the climate of the whole world, and they're out of their minds, but there are still a few reasonable people. And we will make it. I think we will make it.
Well, the amazing thing about nature is that it can come back. You know, give it the opportunity, and the forests will return, the rain will return. But it does take us making a decision.
It will, and it is very important for us to, yes. It is very important for us to know that there is a future. Yes, there is a future. There is still a beautiful future that we can get to. I think so.
Well, I sure appreciate your input today.
Well, you're kind to say so. I appreciate your show. I appreciate your station. Thank you for your efforts. And there's so much about your station to enjoy.
Oh, good.
Just really. Thank you.
Well, Happy New Year.
You too.
I'm just going to take a moment to reframe. You're listening to The Conversation on Coast Community Radio. This is a call-in show, and today's topic is New Year's revolutions. What is one thing that if you had a magic wand, you would change about our world? Hopefully for the better, right? Okay,
actually,
our next caller is on the air.
Stephen Schumacher and I have already waved our magic wand.
Oh, you have?
And we have a tool for sustainability
lecture series at Calatsis Community College every month for the next 5 months with tools for consumers if they're interested in doing something in their life for climate change.
Very
Our
cool.
Our next one is going to be Pacific Power, possibly, with what they're doing. They're doing amazing things. And then we are going to continue with recycling activities. We are going to have builders come in talking about sustainable building. We are going to have an electric car showcase in the spring with as many electric cars as we can, and dealers as we can bring in to the Clatsop Community College parking lot behind the Columbia Hall. And we are offering this for the public in this area if they are interested in changing their life.
That's what we are working on.
Very cool. That sounds like a great one. Thank you so much.
And I have sent you emails about this, too.
Okay. Thanks for the call. It's the conversation. We're talking about New Year's resolutions and what is the one thing that you would change. I wanted to hit on a couple of these that I got from folks on Facebook, but I'll give you the phone number one more time. 503-325-0010 is the number. And we'd like to hear from you and what your thoughts would be about if you could change one thing about the world. Kirsten said climate change. And so I asked, well, what do you want it to change to? And she said David Bowie. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but sounds good. Sid says I'd like to see more men explore bisexuality. Okay, yeah. Julie says everyone getting quality health care. That one got a lot of thumbs up. And Joanne said, revolution for me right now starts on the inside. More clarity, less judgment, and being more present. And that's a very nice introspective and philosophical one. Sharon said, I tried to come up with something funny and witty, but then I started thinking about all the things that I would love to see disappear, from teenage obesity to pythons in the Everglades, expensive birth control to cancer, and then I got sort of depressed. So here's to no more pythons in the Everglades. More from those comments later, but let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air. What's your revolution?
Oh, if I had a magic wand, I would abolish all property management companies because I'd like to know who gave them the right to take over a property and in 16 months' time kick everybody out, raise the rent from $750 to over $1,000 a month. That is causing the homelessness.
Yeah, yeah. I think that using property as a method of profit is an irresponsible way to go about making a profit because, you know, your profit means other people's poverty.
Yep, we're all paying for it.
Yeah, well, that's a great one. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 503-325-0010. We are talking about New Year's revolutions. Lisa says, my revolution equals no more hate, no more war. Peace on earth and goodwill toward all. And we had one from Summer who said that she'd like to keep our medical freedom. No forcible injections for us or our children. I know that the immunization and vaccine debate is a hot one. And I think that it's really worth looking into and making your own decision about what you think is best. Dave is hoping that all forms of cheese can have equal status, which is very forward-thinking and very impressive. Let's see. Joni says, I'd like to see, she would like it if she could alter the biology of women to only ovulate quarterly. She's thought about this a lot, and that would be her one God play. And I thought that was a really good one. Jennifer said, or let us manage it in our settings. Hey Siri, switch my ovulation to off. And then Constance said that annually would be plenty. So some biological ones there. Very, you know, really interesting, really good ones. Miranda says, make mental health class, emotional management, and mindfulness mandatory in the K-12 setting. I do think that education is probably one of the most important places to start when we talk about revolution, because you can't have it if folks aren't educated, if folks aren't capable of critical thinking. And, you know, once people are set in their ways, it's not easy to change them. But, you know, if you can get them when they're young, then we've got a shot. So Debbie And let me give the phone number out one more time. We're hoping to hear some more New Year's revolutions. We had a bunch off the bat, but the phone hasn't rang for a couple minutes. So let's see the dial light up. 503-325-0010. I know you've got lots of good ideas out there. Debbie says, I keep starting and stopping on this one. So much potential, so many hurdles. But I also think that providing each person with excellent health care, holistic, preventative, and curative, might make us all feel good enough to get out there and make the change we need. This would include good haircuts, pedicures, and massages as well. Of course. Thank you, Debbie, for that one. I think that that's an excellent first step as well, much like the Citizens United one, where, you know, you make one change and it invites the possibility for more changes in the future. Let's see. Carissa says, free birth control and open communication with young women about healthy sex and their value as individuals and in relationships in all 50 states. And she got a round of applause for that comment. And she also added, normalizing women to have a sensual need and nature. A couple that I thought of, let's get rid of the Julian/Gregorian calendar. I don't like it that my birthday falls on a different day of the week every year. I'd like it if Christmas was just always on a Sunday and Thanksgiving. Well, I guess Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday, but you get my point. We've got another caller. Hi, what's your revolution for us?
Well, I'll tell you, I was listening to your station earlier, and there was some interesting conversation about government trying to take away our Social Security. And that we paid into this, and it's just absolutely theft. And it was very interesting, and I started thinking, and I've been thinking for the last couple of days, you know, what I think I would like to see more of is people citing someone they know in need and assisting them, whether it's money, food, housekeeping, whatever it might be. And I think we all know folk as we travel in our daily paths. And I also think it would be really good for people to get off their selfish fascination with themselves and think about others, just as you just go about life. I swear, all of us know someone who needs some help.
Yeah, let's not take each other for granted, right?
Exactly. And the other thing I wanted to comment on was, you know, a lot of folks were calling in about timber and wetland protection, rivers, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Washington, where I'm calling from, I've had quite a large experience with that. And what they're doing is they're putting a lot of restriction on what I call the rural jobbers, who not only live on their land, but maybe have several businesses that they run off their lands. That's what the rural people do.
Mm-hmm.
And so they jump them. If they would just apply the same standards that they put on the rural landowner, on their timber companies, I think a lot of these commenters would be very gratified and feel successful, but they don't.
Well, you know, the idea of doing a whole program about this, I think we're gaining traction here.
Cool.
Because, you know, mentioning Senator Packwood in the late 60s being a real force behind legalizing clear-cutting, you know, that was a decision that was made, and it was made kind of a long time ago, and maybe it's time to change our decision. Maybe it's time to rethink how we do this.
I think so, and I think if people really understood how, at least here in Washington, what I have seen, and I worked very closely with government for many years, what they're doing is they're just jumping the rural property jobber. And they're letting the timber companies go berserko.
Yeah, I know someone who's looking for property where he can build a shop so he can run his furniture restoration company. And
right.
He can't buy a piece of property and build a shop on it. He has to live on the property, and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, anyhow. anyhow, I appreciate the conversation. Enjoy this station. And by the way, I love Margarita.
Don't we all? She's a gem.
Oh, my God. She's such, I mean, the last night was just fantastic.
Well, if you've,
all right,
if you're listening, yeah, thank you. If you're listening and you've never heard Margarita's show, she does Sonidos Latinos, and she does a fine program with really great music, and there's always just a lot of really good information as well. You know, this is a show that you might as well be listening to from some nationally syndicated producer or something. It's really a fantastic show. But that could be said for so many of the programmers on this station. We are getting close to the top of the hour here on The Conversation, and I'm not quite sure that we could even fit in one more call if we tried. So here's a couple last thoughts. How about no more greed? How about taxing the churches? How about getting rid of daylight savings time? New Year's revolutions. I'm always really happy to hear when people call in with ideas that they're passionate about and ideas that they're taking steps to improve. The radio station, as a board and a staff, meets once a year to do what we call strategic planning. And so we look at ways that we can improve our service in a long-term kind of big picture, five-year plan sort of a way. And the one thing that I would love to see is in our news department and in news departments all over the country is to have more of an emphasis towards solutions journalism. And that was what I loved about the calls today, is that not only were people coming up with great ideas, but they were telling us how to go about, taking action and making things better. So happy New Year to everyone. This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, coastradio.org. And this has been The Conversation. I'm Graham Nystrom, delighted to be your host. Stay tuned for Friday Folk, following headline news at 10:01. Albert Smith always provides a great soundtrack to your Friday, and I hope you'll stay tuned today, through the weekend, and throughout the year. It's just after 10 o'clock. We're looking at a high near 55 today. We've got some south winds, potentially reaching 40 miles per hour. It's currently 49 degrees in downtown Astoria. And we need a revolution. My personal revolution. Can't we all just get along? Heartbreak is so hard to take. And I lay down in the bed that I make. Crying tears of change. Fighting every day. There must be a better way. I need a revolution. My own revolution, my personal revolution. Baby, I need a revolution. My own revolution, my personal revolution. Hey, I don't like the hypocrisy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the attack was carried out without consultation.